ask the whole matir. So more still is the question. It's mashma clearly that the Kohen Gadol only had the machshavas pigul whether during the first set, during the second set, or during the third set, not during two sets. Similar says kash and echlam. This would be a little kash and rav. It wouldn't be so much more like rav. But kolporim a tiyufta is not. It's not a tiyufta rav. There's only remains a kash and rav. The other Gemara says, oh mama, what we say before that Rabbi Meir holds pigul. Yes, it's chal pigul even on a chatzi matir v'chayovim olav chorus and it's chal chorus. Michta the Gemara says, Koris loy mechayev ad sheyikrevu kol ha-matirim. The din of pigul is only chal when you bring kol ha-matirim. The Yamamar, we always say that yirtze means katsoyis kosho, kachatsoyis posel. That the same way there's a yirtze, the same way the kosher korban is kosher, that's the way pigul is also kosher. Therefore, mahatsoyis kosho, so by regular korban, ad sheyikrevu kol ha-matirim. When is a korban merutza? When do you have ikapori yiritzui? Only if you brought all the dalar avoidis. Is af hatzoyis posom at yirkuv kol ha-matirin? Also, when is a chaladin pigul upon a korban or a mincha? Only if the machshav is pigul and all the matirin were brought. I vokiv on the choshev bo bifnim posle. So here the question is, Maria Sahai over here, kiv on the choshev bo bifnim posle. Yara machshavas and pnim became posel. Ki modi behechol, maya biyamu de komodi. When you make your zrika later in the hechol, lechur, it's a posel zrika, it's not called a zrika at all. Like here by these poem, especially in Yom Kippur, if you had the machshavas pigul during the first hazois of Ben Abadim, so chur is like three separate sets of hazois. So b'shash you come to make the zrika in the hechol, it's like water, it shouldn't be called katsoyas kosher. So my rabbi says, Mishkakel, so the way you find the case of pigul over here would be v'yarbo porim, v'yarbo sirim, and in the case we'd have to have four different porim or four different sirim. Meaning to say, like, after you made the azoyis in the Ben Abadim, something happened to the korban, and they had to bring another one. It was like nishpach adam, after you made the azoyis panim, and they brought a second par, and the second one then, you only had to start to do the second azoyis. So the kids said, during each hazois, it was done only with a machshavas pigul, and that machshava is called a good machshava. Even though it's posel, you do not have to continue on to do the rest of the avoidus. So again, b'shash you did the avoidus in the Ben Abadim, that was an avoidus, done by pigul. Then the rest of the dam was spilled out, they had to bring another power. They started then by the hazois, by the proiches. After that happened, it was also nishpech adam. So kiseido, there's a new korban being brought for kabbonis here, so that's the case. I'll be chaladin pigul by the porim hanisrofin. Now, Mili Rashi and Tais asked the question, like, what's the Gemara question over here now? That when you make the first sets of hazos, so the rest of the dam lechur is mayi biyam, it's not called matirim. Could ask this kasha beni pigul? The shasha doing a shchita. You also, we have in mind machshavas pigul, so it becomes posel. So later, b'shasha make this rika, it should also be posel. Why is the Gemara only ask the question over here? Every pigul should be the same way. That once you have a machshavas pigul, the rest of it is called maya bialma. So other places Rashi says tainachnami deros gzeras akosiv, and Tois explains over here the pshat is if it's bechad mokum one shchita one avoyden chabad that's gzeras akosiv. But over here by the Purman Asrofim, since the different sets of hazois, one's in the heichal, one's in the Ben Abadim, one's on the Prechus, one's on the Mizbeach HaPnim, the three different places, here like it's not a special Gzeras HaKosev. See, it was a Kash and a Churo, that by the first time it becomes Posel, so when you finish off the rest of the Avoidis, it's not called Korb HaMatirim. So why is it called Pigul? So first thing more into Zenech time, we're talking about four different Purim, four different Serum, that's the only answer. Rovam Rovis says no, that Afilu Taimah Parechet V'Soyrech, even if you want to say we're talking about only one Parim, and one soyer, the svara is like this, the svara could be like this though. Lifgulei meratze, enachnami, but I'll call upon him, the svara is vilchus pigul, is meratze. Even though you had the machshavas pigul, vishashi during the first sets of the hazois, then abadim, and enachnami tchala psul, in the korbim, but I'll call upon him, it's only psul pigul. So whatever you have to do for pigul is still called hatso, the rest of the avoidus are still called avoidus of pigul. So lifgulei meratze, but Ilchus Pigul now, it's not called Posel really. Therefore, all this Rikki should do is Mitzarev to make it, that it was Korav HaMatirim. All the rest of them were brought, and the only thing wrong when you had a machshavas pigol, therefore the mice said chal pigol. Now the Gemara asks the question. It said before aboyim v'shalosh that there were 43 hazoyas that were done on Yom Kippur. For the Gemara of Atanya, in another brayse we learned aboyim v'sheva, learned another four, learned there were 47. So the Gemara says lakash there's no stira. Alensiu hol command yom ma'arvin lekronis vol command yom ein ma'arvin. The shalu is when they make the last set of zrikis on the mizbeach hapanim, so you have the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer. So one man, the Yom, says first they mix up the two dam together and then they make the zrikis. In other words, the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer are done together on the mizbeach hapanim, so therefore it's only four together. Therefore you only have 43. But here that it says 47, this man, the Yom, holds, no, there's another four. That they hold, they made a separate zrik on the mizbeach hapanim, one set of four for the par and one set of four for the soyer. So the kids, you have another four zrikis. That's how you have 47. That's the machlokes if it was 43 or 47. Freddy Moravitz still, but Tanya, we learned our boy Yomishmoina. It was 48. So Moravitz says Lakasha, how command the Yom Mishrayim Makfin? How command the Yom Mishrayim Le Makfin? This man Yom Hol Shrayim is Makiv. He Hol Shrayim is not Makiv. So that's a shayla. Do you have another zrika of the Shrayim or not? By the shrine of the Purim Hanasrof and the Purim Apnimim, here could be it's Machlaikis where the shrine is Makif. So if it's Makif means it has to be done, so that's another Zrika that's done on the Mizbeach Apnim, and that's why you have 48. Now the Gemara says, Iboilu, I have a question like this. Pigul biher locho maho. What's going to be if you have a Machshavas Pigul bishasta locho? Because bishasti carrying the Kemitza or to the Mizbeach. Rashi says, Mihevi chatzi avoido, o pligi rabbonin, a chifaga b'cholamate kloima af balochas levoino, o le pligi. That's the shalu here, if the Kohen has a machshova. Bishas is just carrying the kmitza towards the Mizbeach. He has a machshova, his teeth from the shrayim tomorrow, does it make it pigul? Is this called the chatzi mater or not? Because you also have to carry the levoino and burn the levoino. Is the halacha doima to ketoret to burning or not? Mao, some more says the machlokes. Omer Rabbi Yechonin says halacha kekmitza. That means the halacha is a complete avoid, just like the kmitza. Rashi says the every avoid is shleima, the ain kmitza belevoina. Just like there is no kmitza by the levoina, so the avoid is hakmitza is a complete avoida. Who would then halacha also? Halacha is hakmitza is like an avoida by itself. And you could have the machshavas pigul either according to Chachamim during the halacha. For Resh Lakish Shama no halacha ki aktara. That Resh Lakish holds, so halacha is like burning, just like by burning the kmitza. It's not enough to make pigul according to Chachamim. You have to have in mind also b'shasi burning the levoina, because just burning the kmitza is a chatzi matir. The same thing halacha's kmitza is also only a chatzi matir. Zmar says, Bishleim al Resh Lakish is very good to understand Resh Lakish's svaro. Ikanami halacha de levoina. And ikanami, the carrying of the kmitza is only a chatzi matir, because you also have to carry the levoina to the mizbeach. So if we're carrying the kmitza is only a chatzi matir, therefore it's good, but Chum say, it does not become pigul. But the question is, Elul Rabbi Yechanan, my taima, what's the reason of Rabbi Yechanan? Why would the Chum agree that carrying the kmitza alone could make a pigul? Sama Rav says that Ksav Rav Yechon holds Kol Avoido Sheino Materis Avoido Chashuvihi Lefagel Oleha Befnei Atzmo. That any Avoido is not really the Matir, so it's called an Avoido Chashuvah by itself to make Pigel. In other words, when do we consider something to be a Chatzi Matir? Only the Avoido of burning the Kemitza. Burning the Kemitza Al the Aktoro, through two Aktoros you have to do. You have to have an Aktoro of the Kemitza and the burning of the levoina, that's called the chatzi matir. But the loch itself, that's called an avoida by itself. And Rashi explains, why is the loch not considered a matir? Rashi really says, because the pshat that you could do without a loch altogether. Like it's possible just to hand it. Or else if you would make the kmitza right next to the mizbeach. So since that it's not really a matir, meaning it doesn't really have to be done, so even though now when you do the loch, it's not called an avoida of a matir. Therefore, it could be mefagol by itself. Oh, mala yabai yabai yisadakiv. So haray shchitas echad mena kvosim by shechtim, one of the two kabonas, one of the shnei kvosim is boran shruis the avoyde shena matirosa. It's also called an avoyde by itself, is not being matir anything. The shchit itself is not being matir anything. The shchit itself is not matir loy abosol loy murim. Rashi says the zrika matirosa, because really what's matir by kochim is the zrika. So the shchita by itself is also not called a matir. It's still a pligi, it's still some machlekes. It's now not in our Mishnah. Shochad echod min akvosim lecho shtei chalas lamocho. They made a shchita in one of the kvosim. Amenasti to shtei alach chalas tomorrow, shtei lechem tomorrow. Or else hikta min abzichim. Hikta echod min abzichim lecho shnei sederim lamocho. Where on every Shabbos they burnt one bezich. For the machshav atitzel the lechem upon him tomorrow. So it's only a chatzim matir. So it's a machlekes. That you may go in the pigul b'chayav malam chorus, b'chayav malam ain't by chorus. No, it's not because there's no chiyav chorus. It's not pigul over here. Chiyafaga b'chol matir until you have the machshavas pigul during the whole matir. So even a shchit here, a shchit of the kvosim, is even though it's a matir by itself, still it's called a chatzim matir. Even though the shchit is not matir anything by itself, it's the zrikas what's matir it. So even though it's not an avodas hamatir, but still, since you need both of them, you need the machshavas pigul join both of them. So who you see, not like Rabbi Yechanan. See, also, since you need both halachas of the kmita and halachas of the levina, so who are during one halacha, it should not be chala machshavas pigul. So who it's a kashan Rabbi Yechanan. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. So more instances, Omale, mi savrit lechem, pitana kodush, who tells you that by the shteh lechem? What's mekadosh shteh lechem, the tanner, by baking it in the oven? Who told you that's what gives the kedusha for the shteh lechem? No. Shchitas kvosim mekadshalei. Hatayye b'shasta shchito. When they make the shchito on one kevos or on both kvosim, that's what gives the kedusha saguf to the shteh lechem. If so, since both kvosim give the kedusha, so each kevos is called like a chatzi mekadesh, and therefore we have bola kadesh kebola hatidami. Just like the chum say by chatzi matir, you can't make pigul. So adin by chatzi mekadesh, if the shchitus was mekadesh shtei lechem, so if you only have in mind pigul, v'shas one mekadesh, v'shas one shchita, that cannot make a machsheves pigul. So could be shnei kvosim is different. Then the halacha that a shchita is a mekadesh, therefore you can't have machshavas pigul during a chatzi mekadesh. Moshe Rav Simi Barashi Zimashi asks a question that Acherim say hiktim mulem liarelim kosher. If b'shas the shchita of a korban pesach, so b'shas he shechta the first simin, he had a mind to shecht the korban full of mulem. That's good for people that are gemalt; they can eat from the korban pesach. And the second simon, b'shas shchiti yadamoy, to do it l'shem arelim, people that cannot eat from the Korban Pesach. So it says l'maist, if you hicked him again, you had first the machshavas to shech l'shem mulim, and then l'shem arelim, so it's kosher. But the opposite way, let's say hicked him arelim l'mulim, first you had a mind to shech the Korban Pesach l'shem and oral, people that cannot eat from the Korban Pesach, and then you had a mind l'shem mulim, is possible. So what's the machlokes over there? For Kaimlum, we come on over there, the Bechatzi Mate Pligi, the Shalus, if you have this Machshava, to Shech the Korban Pesach, L'Shem Nolon, on a Chatzi Mate, only one Simin, does that pass for the Korban or not? So, who the question is, why is Shechita called a Matir? Look, who the Shechita of the Korban is not called the Matir. What's called the Matir is Zrikas Adam. So, who the Shechita is called an Aveda by itself, so who everybody should agree, even by a Chatzi of it, it should make a Psul. So, Mora says, no. Mi Savrit, who told you that dam, bitzav of Behema Kodesh, who told you the dam that comes out of a korban, it has its kedusha from coming out of the neck of the animal? No, I'll tell you, dam, sake mekachale, that the dam that comes out of the neck by a korban, it's the sake, it's the shchita, it's the knife of the shchita, that's mekadesh, the dam, that makes it fit to make us zrika with it. So therefore, we are bola kadesh, kabola hatidami. Therefore, shchita by korban is also considered like it's coming to be mekadesh the dam of the korban, and therefore a chatzi mekadesh is like a chatzi matir that according to Chachamim, that cannot make a psul, just like a chatzi mati cannot make a psul pigul, who adin a chatzi mati cannot make a psul, or machshav with a shechtet l'shem arenu. So again, it would not be a kasha on what Rabbi Yechanan holds, that he holds the halachas hakamitza, that's called an avoda by itself. That's not a matter over there. So Toshima coming here. It says again, b'med v'ar mamurim b'kemitza over matan kli v'hiluch, that when could the kohen have a mind to do a machsheves pigul, the shashi does the kemitza or the matan kli or v'hiluch. So now my love, what we're talking about over here, hiluch ti haktara, we're talking about hiluch of taking it to burn it. Rashi Zuktoni, the loy pligi rabbonin, of Tufti Rash Lokesh, here everybody holds that it would become pigul. So Chur Sarai to Rabbi Yechanan, it should be Kashan Mashlokish, mastered by the halacha of the Kemitza to be burnt, it does become pigul if you have a machshava then. So Morris says, Loy, I tell you, Hiluch, the Matan Kli, we're talking about right now, Hiluch, the halacha of Matan Kli, means after the Kohen makes the Kemitza, he's holding the Kemitza now to put the Kemitza into a Kli. So that avoid of taking the Kemitza into a Kli, Rashi says, that avoid is not by the Levoina. By the Levoina, we don't have such an avoid like that. So Pshita, this halacha is a complete avoider. That's what makes pigul. But it could be the halacha of taking the Kemitza after it's put into the Kli, towards the Mizbeach, since that type of an avoider is also done by the Levoina, maybe it's called a Chati Matir. Maybe that alone would not make a pigul. So Marius Yochiv, that's the pshat over here, the Matan Kli of the Hiluch. Why does it say two cases, Matan Kli and Hiluch? The Hiluch of a Matan Kli Miboyle, like it should have said first, the Hiluch, it should have said Hiluch, and then Matan Kli. If the Hiluch here means carrying the Kemitza to the Kli we're putting it into, so it should have said that before the Matan Kli. So Marius says, Hola Kash, that's not a Kash, Echnami, Tani learn like that, Hochi. The Rashi says to me, Hochi means Behiluch, over Matan Kli, first learn Hiluch, and then learn Matan Kli. The more still is, the end of the Brisa says though, Bol Loli Haktorah, when it comes to burn it though, there it's different. Then it's only Chal Machshavas Pigul, if you have it Machshava both, during the Haktorah of the Kemitza and the Levoina. So the question is, what does it just say, Bol Loli Haktorah? According to you, it should have said, Bol Loli Halacha, when you're coming to carry the Kemitza towards the Mizbeach. That also does not make Pigul unless you have Machshava on both of them. So Morris says, Hola Kashi, I've got a question, that Kivun the Halacha, Tzarech Daktari, by carrying the Kemitza towards the Mizbeach, what's the purpose of carrying it? In order to burn it. So Meir Lekorin Lehaktara, that's why he calls it already Haktara. Ben Echnami, the same Shalom would be, not only Bishas, you're burning the Kemitza, but even carrying the Kemitza towards the Mizbeach, would also be the Shalom. But because the Chatzi Matir, if you only had the Machshava then, it would not make Pigul, according to the Chachamim. The Gemara still is, when it says he put the Kemitz B'shtikra, L'chur Heilich Miboyle, should have said Lashon of Heilich. That's true, Kasha, this little Kasha. The change around the Brisa this much, and Echnami again, a little Kasha. Kasha always means it's a Kasha, it's not so simple. But a Tiyuft, it's not. But if you have to, you could answer like that. Now it's a new Shah, the Gemara says. What's going to be Hikter Shumshum, Lechol Shumshum, Achekola Kemitz Kula? Let's say he burnt the Kemitza, but a shumshum means little pieces at a time, much less than a kezayis. He took out a little shumshum, little pieces of the Kemitza, and he had in mind, b'shas he was burning this small amount, to eat a small amount of the shrayim tomorrow. So each one by itself is not called an avoid, it's not called an achilah. So there's no machsheves pigul here. But he decided he did this until he finished burning the whole Kemitza. So the kids at the end, he burnt the whole Kemitza and had a mind to eat the whole Kemitza. So that's a shayla, is a chal pigul or not? Again, shumshum means the size of a sesame seed. So Rav Chizda v'Rav Hamnuna, it's a machlokes. Rav Chizda v'Rav Hamnuna v'Rav Sheshes. That Chad Amar one says, yes, pigul. You go boss of the seif, lemaisi, he burnt the whole Kemitza and he had a mind to eat the whole shirayim tomorrow. So if what's chal pigul? The Chad Amar one says, no, posle, it's only posle, but not pigul. Why? Because Lamaisi, you did not do Haktorah, and you did not do have in mind to eat a Kezayis at one time. The Chadom, the third one says no, Kosher. So I have three machlokes. One says it's kosher completely, that it's not chal apsul even. So must say this. Lema, let's say, man di yom epigul, the one that says it's chal pigul here goes kremeya, that old you could be mefagul and a chati matir. So then on a chati haktor also, you could be mefagul. Human di yom apostle goes kerabonin, the they says even though you can't make pigul and a chati matir, but I call upon him with rabonin, though it's also makes apsul with rabonin, I call upon him. Uman di yom kosher, the one that says no, it's kosher completely. Hatek Rebbe goes according to Rebbe Shita. The Rashi says the yom liel oimer ani shezek kosher. Tien chatzoyim mitzarf and he came in mitzarf to two chatzoyim two halves and you don't make any xeris mit rabbanon either. So according to Rebbe Shita over here, since you're in each haktara was only the size of a shumshumim of a sesame seed, which is not called the maisa haktara, and you only had in mind teeth the size of a shumshumim of the shirayim tomorrow, which is not a shir achilida, so therefore each shir was not choshev, and now it's tarifim, therefore it's kosher. So maybe that's what the three machlokes is totally in. Smur says, no, mimai, who said it's totally zebezeh? Duma, maybe like this, maybe ad kanlo kamarim mehosa melo te chishev bishirayim. Even though Yoni Mechash was drawing a Chatzi Matir, but during the Chatzi Matir, had in mind teeth a shir. So since you're Mechash on a shir, therefore it's Chal Pigel. But here you are not Mechash of teeth a shir, only teeth the size of a Shumshimim, that's not a shir achila. So maybe even according to Ramei, it should not be Chal Pigel. And secondly, Viyad Kanloi Kamara Boron Hossam, that Koponim, it's possible, or else there's no Pigel. You didn't have the machshava during the whole matir. Here during the whole matir, he had this machshava. Like Rashi says, here the case could be he had this machshava during the kemit sendal of oino. He had a mind to do like this. So since you had your machshava during the whole matir, hokinami the pigle. Maybe according to the Rabbanon, even though you had a machshav only and a chatzi shir each time, but maybe it's mitzarif and therefore would become pigul. And thirdly, v'yad kan lekama Rebbe Yosem, when does Rebbe say there's not mitzarif to machshavis? Elo d'loiho de malaya miyoisi avoida. You did not finish the avoida itself. Avrocha, but over here, the ho de malaya miyoisi avoida, here that you finished doing this avoida itself, hokinami the posel. It could be also agrees that I call upon him it's possible, and not to be kosher. The Rashi says, "Go over there. You will not hold the malayo l'shir achilu miyosi avoyda shechishev bekeves echod uvechalu acheres." That you didn't have the machshava in the same achilu, you didn't finish no achilu. But over here, you had the machshava during this burning the kmitza teeth from the shirayim. It was only a problem here. You had the small amount of a shir, but maybe here it would be starved, even according to Rebbe. So it says rather like this: Elo man diyom epigul, the one that says here it's pigul bivriakil goes also going to everybody, and man diyom apostle is also the riakil, or man diyom akosher is also the riakil. But kids have not told the machlokes Reb Meir and the Rabbanon and Rebbe. These man diyom here, Reb Chizda and Reb Nuna and Reb Sheshes, what they say according to everybody. And it's like this: man diyom epigul, the one that says if you attack a chav pigul bivriakil. Even though you're only burning a small amount each time of the kmitza, only a shumshim of the kmitza sawat, but the maithi ended off burning the whole thing, so now let's call the good aktara. And even though you only had a mind teeth a small amount of it each time tomorrow, but sawat, the maithi ended up, you had a mind teeth the whole thing tomorrow, that's called an achila. Therefore, he holds like it's chal pigul according to everybody. Now, man, the yom apostle holds this only apostle, the riyat goes according to everybody. Kesav yos like this, the derech achila b'kach. Really, it is called the derech achila. That's the way you eat. So the chura, why isn't the chal pigul then? Because just v'en derech achtor b'kach. It's not the way to be makter it. Yisav behevel like kemincha shloi huktero. It's mamish like yav yemincha that didn't have a mais aktara. That's not called an aktara. You can't burn less than a kazayas at a time. So therefore, it's not called aktara at all. That's why the mincha is posel. Not because it's chal psul pigul or any type of psul, but just the mice, it's not called, you made Akhtar of the Mincha, that's why it's possible. The man, the yom, the kosher, one says, no, it's kosher over here, I tell you, divri akor goes according to everybody. Because Kesavri holds, derech haktorah bekach, v'yein derech achila bekach, enech nami, this is called the derech haktorah, but v'yein derech achila, it's not the way to eat it. So therefore, the gate to the hilchos of the Mincha itself, the Mincha is kosher. because lemaisa you made haktor on the mincha. You had a machshava spigul, but in there achila b'chach, because this is not the way you eat it. So it's not called yad a machshava on achila. Therefore, it's not chal psul pigul. Therefore, it's kasha completely. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. Yeah, well.